cold like
cold
the drinks.
Cold drinks.
Mini gas, Grand Theory.
I'm just going to have a bit of a sip.
Have a bit of
I'm
a sip. Have a sip,
sip,
sip together.
Two.
Ready?
One, two,
cheers,
three.
Yeah, cheers.
That is delicious.
Having a drink.
Having a
Why
drink
would
together.
We do that? Why would we make such a big deal out of that?
I have no idea.
Because we got a fantastic suggestion from a listener. Said beverages was his suggestion.
Talk about
this. This guy knows us. Knows us deep to our cores.
Knows we like to have a drink.
And we do. We appreciated all the suggestions that we got from all our different listeners.
They're on a list.
They're on a list. We made a list. God damn it. But this one particular one stood out to me specifically because it's pretty dumb. And I just thought
about drinks.
I was about to say a second ago, can we really just talk about drinks for half an hour? Is that possible? To which Omo answered me, man, I could do a full cast.
I literally could.
On drinks. You are a drink man. You do love drinks.
I've got a passion for drinks.
You do.
I don't know where it comes from. If I go to any, say I'm out of town, or when I go into a shop, I will scan the fridge for drinks that I haven't seen before.
Like different sorts of drinks.
I have a few favourites, but I like to try a lot of new things.
Yeah.
Is where I'm at.
See, this, I remember the first time I was probably present at one of these drink discoveries was when we discovered, I was there for it, the Yoosh discovery.
Yoosh, that was one of the...
Oh, that was
talk,
good.
Let's talk about Yoosh. Let's talk about Yoosh.
Yeah, so Yoosh is something you'd see on the shelf and most people would go, fuck that. But me, I'd go...
Do I rub it on my burn? Why is that?
Am I sunburned in my mouth?
Why would I be saying that?
No, but I thought, well, I'm going to give this a shot because I'm brave as fuck. Only when it comes to drinks. Anything else, I'll generally run away, but drinks I'll have a go at.
It's an aloe vera drink.
Yeah,
so literally
this drink
is an aloe vera drink.
Made from aloe vera. There's little... Imagine if you've got an aloe vera and grated it. There's chunks of that floating in the
Not
drink.
Not the skin,
suspended.
Though.
No, the inside good bit.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, we assume it's good.
We assume it's
Not
good
many
for
people
you.
Have eaten it
no,
that
no.
we know of. Give me some
sweetened
of that,
with honey.
A sprig of aloe vera. We fucking hoe on down into that bad boy. Delicious. Delicious aloe vera.
Yeah, food doesn't even spring to mind.
No,
aloe vera is generally a remedy.
Rub it on your burns.
Yeah, that's what you do. The spray's good. I've never put it on
the plant.
The plant is good.
Yep.
It's somewhat attractive.
That's all right.
I don't know.
It's spiky. Is it spiky?
It is spiky.
It is.
It's not like a cactus.
Pointy.
But yeah, no, it's really good. So that was one of my favourites.
It's very sweet and it has bits in it.
Mm, yeah,
like floaty
bits.
It's
good.
It's almost like a bubble tea without the, not the jelly, like a fruit pulp.
Fake,
like a
tasteless bubbles.
Mm. Yeah. And it's like... There's people who swallow the things and then people who save them and then chew them and eat them.
You know, I always wanted to get bubble tea. When I used to live in Melbourne, I always wanted to get bubble tea, but always felt very...
What's bubble tea?
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about that. Bubble tea is like a drink that's all different flavours, but it comes with these like little black pearls
silicon
in the bottom.
Well, not silicon, like might be a gelatin.
They kind of are, like a little really dense gelatin.
Yeah.
Some of them are chopped into squares, and that tastes like fruit jelly, but it's incredibly, you know, like dense.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's these black pearls, and they're like the bottom part of the cup are filled with them. And I'd always want to go in there and buy them, but always felt really... self-conscious because it's like so specific a shop and I'd be like
what do I order?
Yeah.
I'll have the bubble tea, thanks.
Bubble tea and like
which
what?
One, sir?
You moron.
Get out of our cool store.
Cool store. And then they opened up one near my the uni I went to and it was just a regular stall that you just walk past like a Wendy's kind of thing. And I didn't feel as self-conscious.
So what, you just put them in tea?
No, it's the drink itself is just a million different crazy flavors.
Yeah.
There was like milk, ones that looked like milk, but didn't really taste like milk.
Coconut?
No.
Excellent.
Yes, it was curious, and that was what was so good about it. We discovered.
I don't think I've ever had one.
Oh, really?
I don't think I've ever had one. I know what they're like.
Is it a cold drink or a hot drink?
Cold.
Excellent.
I know, and what it generally does is a machine that seals it in with plastic on top. Yeah. And then it's like sealed after they pour it.
Okay, it's weird.
And then we discovered that the got extra wide straws to drink it with. We discovered that the little pearls were the stickiest substance on the planet. And we'd sort of like fire them at the studio roof at our uni. Next to there was like a collection of black spots on the roof near some gummy bears that we found out there as well. Actually, money well spent.
Speaking of gummy bears, I would assume that this store would deal with them, but yeah, you got your Cold Rock for ice cream. Mm-hmm. There are the same place, there's a bubble tea place next door to it at High Point in Melbourne, is a place that, and I know if Rock's listening, he'll know the place I'm talking about because he took me there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like on Cold Rock for drinks. Yeah, it was a date, actually.
Cold Rock's what?
Cold Rock for drinks.
They pour out your drink onto a big cold slap.
Yeah, pretty much, and just smash it up. And put some cookie dough in there.
Runs his hands on them.
No, it's literally like you could have anything you wanted in the drink,
like
grind it up. So if you wanted like a Kit Kat,
cocaine,
fuck it. Put a Kit Kat in grind it up.
Was the shop called Fuck It?
It could have been.
Stupid
but it was like
things.
Things like that. Like
you'll
like,
drink it.
Like
that's
cookie dough. Not maybe not cookie dough, but like
but it had
cookies
to go in like a milkshake, right?
Well, I guess. Yeah,
it can't go in Coke.
No, it didn't go in a Coke.
Caramello bear in a Coke. Oh, this is awful.
In some water.
Yeah, it just went into water. Like, that was all they had.
Yeah. Just plonk it in some spring water.
Delicious. $7. Mm. Delicious, thanks.
You say this spring water's untouched by human hands. Very good. There's a bit of caramel.
All right.
Yeah, that just sounds like a...
Yeah.
I'm not into that.
I never had any, but I was like,
and, I mean, milkshake's fine. You blend something up
enough,
it'll
for
be,
sure.
See, because I think you know, like you think, oh, like a Tim Tam, like, you know, like grind a Tim Tam up in there.
Yeah, sure.
But you ever go to like, you know, like a place that says, we've got Tim Tam flavoured hot chocolate coffee, whatever it is.
And it tastes like hot chocolate.
It doesn't taste like
and then once you're drinking it, they look at you and they go, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I know that was a lie.
I'm sorry. I didn't make this up.
Thank you for your money.
I'm just employed by this store.
I'm very
sorry. I'm not a head of marketing.
I am wearing a novelty hat. I'm sorry.
Custom
shops that just sell drinks are weird as well.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
just nothing but it's like we're focusing and juice bars. Bars shit me.
Yeah, well, juice bars. It's like
it's just juice. Just get over
it. Like a meal in a cup, really.
Stop. It's not.
It is little.
It's like a giant.
What about the
bag of sugar?
What about the ones where you get the my favorite ones, the Brekkie Bazaar. It was like a bowl
an
of muesli.
Egg.
No, well, that's the other one.
Bacon,
eggs and bacon and hash brown, grind it up. That's at the other place.
And it comes out of a soft serve machine.
They serve it in some Coke. No, it's like Brekkie Bazaar. It's like muesli. It's a muesli yogurt. It's delicious. Have you ever had it?
I don't want that one.
No, it's amazing.
Do you know what it'd be good for? Just muesli.
Like, as in a bowl.
Just add a tub of yogurt.
Try it in a blended drink. It's delicious.
That's a time saver.
Yeah. That's like, late for work.
Yeah,
I can power walk to work drinking my muesli.
Got 9 minutes to wait in line for this horseshit drink. This one's for you, you wank.
I do like it. It's nice. I haven't had one for a while.
Put in some wheatgrass. No, wheatgrass.
Yeah,
wheatgrass.
Mow the lawn.
Do you know what? It's the funny. Worst tasting thing in the world.
I've had it once or twice, and it's never tasted good, but for some reason, like, I have it again. It's like, you know, I go, I might have a wheatgrass. Why not?
Yep.
Why not have a wheatgrass? It's the biggest mistake ever. Because it's horrible. Because it tastes like grass.
It's meant to taste. It's meant to be very good for you internally.
I guess.
Yeah.
So,
do you know, everyone at Boost always, all those juice places, they all seem like they hate their life as well. They're all young and bubbly individuals who hate their life.
They're always mucking around too.
Yeah, they're always kind of cash.
As you would. Because you can't take that seriously, that job.
Well, it could be a career for some people.
I guess.
Juice Smith.
Yes. Juice. Okay.
Well, if fucking Subway can have
sandwich artists.
Sandwich artists, exactly.
I've always said about Subway is like, it's fucking sandwiches. Just move on with your life. It's not that good. It's a sandwich.
Do you reckon any of them have made it and they've still been going, nah. No, this is
no, it's back not, to the
you
state. It's not
you
right.
can't
it's
have
not
this.
Right.
You can't have this. This is so good.
They're picking going like individual pieces of grated carrot, going just
symmetrical,
there.
Symmetrical grated carrots. All the slices of cucumber are the same.
Yes. They're like real artists. They just don't give a fuck.
They give it to
like,
you and say you can.
That'll
never
do.
Eat this.
You'll buy it. Doesn't matter.
Do you know, the ones I've fucking got and the fucking ass of it's hanging out and the sauce is only on one half.
it's
bullshit.
Yeah,
sandwich fucking con artist.
Con artist.
Fucking. Burn.
Sick burn.
Take that.
Subway, take that.
Actually, keep going. I'm gonna go get.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of things,
well, we decided what we do as well. The original question was from Dr. Oxide, a long time listener, many time tweeter. Was his question was how what kind of drinks do we drink to get through the long cast, as in the big long one? And, I mean, the general staple would have to be a mixture of water and Red Bull.
Mm.
Contrary to common belief, we don't actually often drink alcohol during the cast, almost ever.
No.
Which is just kind
of sad.
A handful
of times.
So what we'll do is we'll go to the supermarket and then we'll walk around and try and find drinks. Generally, it's only Adam and myself. And what we'll do is we'll generally get Red Bull and water, and then we'll say sometimes Adam gets a more strong energy drink if he needs, you know,
pick me up.
And we
or if it's cheaper.
This is where we had the discussion that I said as I get older, I think I'm going to have to do like the reverse of when little kids ask adults to buy them alcohol or cigarettes. I'm going to have to ask a young person to buy me Red Bull because I'm embarrassed. I'm not trying to be cool. I just want to stay awake.
I just need a pick me up.
So what we do is then we buy those, and then what we do is we find something for Omo as well, because Omo's not there. And in the past, we generally buy him some kind of tea or some kind of... Cause
he's good. I like it.
Nice doesn't
tea.
Get into Red Bull.
No.
And a couple of times, what did we buy? Coconut juice?
Yeah, that was pretty
coconut
awful.
Drink was pretty
bad.
Yeah,
that was...
It's pretty
drinkable.
Much dirt water.
It wasn't drinkable. Mm. No.
Well, tonight we, in honor of doing the drinks cast, we decided to get Omo something very special.
There you go.
What is this shit? Now, what we've given him is something that doesn't have any English on it whatsoever.
There's a 20 on it.
But it has 20.
There is a list. There is a list. Please read out the list
of different things that are in it.
Okay, so from the top, we have reconstituted fruits.
Hang on, which one are you reading?
No, read the regular one.
Read the picture one. Do the picture one.
Oh, vegetable and fruit juice blend. So we have... A peach?
No, go to the back. This side. You're doing it wrong.
There's a peach on. There's one for dum-dums.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, I need a breather for this. Right. So we have white grape, peach, white peach, lemon, carrot, sweet potato, lettuce, red bell pepper, green bean, broccoli, kale. I don't know what kale is. Celery, pumpkin, green bell pepper, Napa cabbage, asparagus.
Isn't that a character from Dragon Ball Z?
Napa cabbage!
Ashitaba!
Parsley, watercress, cabbage, radish, spinach, and Japanese honewort.
What?
Oh, man, that was such a find.
Hey, at least there's two different kinds of peaches in there, though.
Yeah, hopefully that spaces out the radish.
Where did you find
this sweet potato?
Found that at your local Coles.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. The funny thing is, we have had that in the fridge. I don't think it's done a lick of good for it, though. I think it's still quite warm, so it will be like soup.
All right,
Are you going to do it?
Okay.
On air, please. Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay. First, the smell.
Smell bouquet is what?
Smells pretty damn good.
Yeah?
It does. It smells mixed between peach and apricot.
It does, actually. It smells a little bit like...
No apricots in it, but...
Apricot nectar.
Oh, it does smell kind of good. I can smell the vegetable, the 20 vegetables.
I can smell a little kale. Here we go. Here he goes. He's drinking. He's swigging. How is it?
Oh, no.
The face was like audible
scrunch face.
It tastes like fruit going in and tastes like vegetables going down.
Oh, okay. No.
It tastes like you've drank in some dishwater.
So it's like a Willy Wonka drink.
Feel free to get into that.
I will.
Here we go.
God.
I can taste pumpkin now.
Oh, that's odd.
Oh, I need to wash that down.
It's not offensive. It's just kind of like funky. Oh, it's also 898 mils. Like, that's really specific.
It's a big bottle.
Yeah. Give it a good go, Adam.
That's what you want is more of that.
I think I didn't get enough. Get a good mouthful.
Yeah, you need a good mouthful.
All right.
It does have some English on it. It says veggie.
Veggie shot. Peach
that's
juice.
That's not a shot. That's a fucking atomic bomb.
That's big. There's no added sugar or salt.
Good. I'm making a fruit drink. Don't put any salt in
my fruit drink, please.
Come on, Adam.
Contains
Australian
carrots.
Come on,
carrots.
Debbie bitch. Get into it.
No, I'm right here.
Oh, that was a good one.
Mm. It's all right. First in, it's like, all right.
Then it starts to get weird. Yeah, there it is. That twang. It's not good.
I actually really like that.
Oh, there you go.
I actually don't mind that.
Have the bottle, Charles.
Food fetishist Adam that likes weird tasting drink. But it's got.
I actually don't mind that. I don't mind that.
Is it have some good more. And shaken up too?
Oh, maybe it's still got the.
Because I was thinking
maybe we're getting all the things fruit. Floating
around. Maybe all the kale is at the bottom. Yep, there we go.
All right, have another go.
All right, I'll have a real short go. Now,
I don't mind that. I don't mind that. I was waiting for the real veggie tang on the end, and I didn't quite get that.
It's like that V8 drink. I've always been tempted to try that, but never went through with it.
Well, this is just like
a V23.
Extreme V8. This is like V12, mate.
You know,
V12, mate.
V12.
Better on the second go.
Better on the second go. There you go. Try it again.
The other thing Omo bought down for us, without even knowing, in celebration, he bought us three of these beautiful, what are they?
Recorderlig.
Recorderlig. I can taste cabbage now.
Recorderlig.
Yes, there's two types of cabbage.
Premium pear cider.
Mm. Yes.
This is my favourite alcoholic drink now.
Yeah, same.
At the minute.
I tried this a while back. They also do a strawberry and lime cider, which was interesting. It tasted more like champagne.
We discussed this one night when I was around your house not long ago, and I bought one around, and was saying that is the perfect opener, that drink.
Yeah.
Because it's very sweet, and it's very interesting tasting, because it's like strawberry and lime, definitely. Yeah. That's like you can definitely taste both those things.
That one was a little too sweet for me.
You couldn't have it. You couldn't have more than two or three of those and start feeling a bit yuck.
Yeah, one I reckon would top me.
This is like this pear one. This is like, ooh, and anyone who's not a fan of cider, like I hate cider.
Yeah, same.
Like,
same.
Any other
really
cider I have,
kind of cider.
Like, if anyone thinks I'm saying cider and they're thinking five seeds, nah. Five seeds is.
I don't think I've had five seeds.
Or, you know, Cascade ciders.
Yeah, like Strongbow. See, Beck likes Strongbows.
See, that's yuck. Geez.
Yeah.
Strongbow's a beer to me.
She does like beer. She likes Bingo, though.
She does like
and
Bingo.
And she likes Dutch licorice.
She does like Dutch licorice.
Mm. Who likes that? That's like a punch in the face.
The Dutch.
Licorice aficionados.
Named after their country. Fish?
Aficionado, was your word?
Aficionado.
Look at you, the aficionado over here.
No, but this is something I wish I'd found this in summer.
Yeah. This was my Noosa drink.
Wish we had
this was
summer.
My Noosa holiday drink.
Yeah, good work, sir.
Yeah.
Good work.
First one we had was a strawberry and lime. I was like, this is a holiday drink.
This thing has the same problem as any favourite drink I end up having, though, is that nowhere has it.
If you get it at
Safeway, that's Dan Murphy's, fine. But if you're out, good luck.
Yeah, exactly. No one will serve it at the bar. Or...
And don't try another cider because it's not...
No, you won't like it.
No, this it does is make really me want to try every different cider in the world now because I know that there are good ones.
There's got to be another one.
Must be.
It's definitely not... Don't try the one that's basically called Old Mutt. Because that's basically what it's called.
I'm sorry, what?
Can I just Google that for a sec?
You can.
Yeah.
I know if you dash off to the bathroom.
Is that your mum?
No, it's called Old Mout or something, but we just call it Old Mutt because it's funnier. It's like 8% or some bullshit.
Oh, really?
This is going to be great. Nah. It's horrible.
That's the other thing
about it. Horrible drink.
Anything that's not a spirit, anything over like... 6-7% for me is just like unless it's like a wine.
Yeah.
Wine's different.
Wine's okay.
Yeah.
Do you like wine? Do you like red wine?
I like red wine.
I like red wine.
White wine is lovely.
White wine is yuck.
I don't like red wine.
Like,
have you ever talked to somebody who like makes wine?
I cannot say that I have.
Holy shit. I was talking to one recently and she was a winemaker by trade and now she's
by trade.
By trade. That's what she did. Winemaker.
A winey.
Wino.
I don't know.
And she was from New Zealand and lived in like the white wine area.
Yeah.
And she was saying that the thing that all the winemakers like is Riesling. I'm like, I associate Riesling with Riesling and orange. And my mum drinking or like an
orange. Riesling and orange.
Orange juice.
Obviously, Riesling are orange. I'm thinking, like, what do you like a wrestle?
No,
like Riesling and orange?
What?
That's all I can
say. But, yeah, they. they all like that. But she, just the way they talk about,
is that like the white wine equivalent of a shandy?
Yes, yeah, pretty much.
Very much.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah. But it was like about where the land is and stuff, and that's really specific about how the wines, you can't just go, oh, I'm going to make a wine place here. Like, no, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
It needs to be in a very specific climate and space and get enough wind and enough sun and blah, blah,
there's
blah.
A movie, that Blood from Wine or whatever, is that
one with Maynard in it.
One, the singer from Tool, he's got his own winery, and it's out in Arizona? Out in the desert or some shit?
Well, that seems contrary.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Cold,
yeah,
I think.
I haven't seen it yet, but actually Simon's seen it. Simon, write in and tell us what you think. But I saw a trailer for that. It looks actually really good. But
it's crazy.
Wine fan, but
I love that. But that's not my go-to drink though. No. If I have a drink, I'll generally go.
There is a time and a place, and it's generally when it's cold.
Yeah,
I like a red wine.
Red wine, yeah,
definitely.
Yeah,
have you had mulled wine? I don't like that.
Mulled wine.
Yeah, it's sort of like cooked port. Again with fruit and shit in it.
Oh,
yeah.
Port, you like port.
Do you like port?
Good quality port.
Port reminds me of being a little kid and trying to get some sneaky booze in.
Nah.
And stealing port.
I never even had that.
No,
like
a really
sneaky one.
A really good quality port is really smooth. And it's like wine condensed. It's a really strong flavor.
Yeah.
You couldn't get an older drink.
This adds to the whole illusion here of
Nanaclis.
Nanaclis sitting down to a nice
sherry.
Little...
I love cooking sherry.
Cooking sherry as a drink. It's like, sit down on a nice glass of cooking sherry with a bowl of cooking compound chocolate. I just like the ingredients. I don't bother cooking it.
It's at its purest. what's your actual go-to drink? If you're going to have a drink, what do you lean on?
At the moment?
Alcohol.
Yeah.
Alcoholic.
Bam, this stuff.
If it's not Recorder League. I'll drink Malibu.
Yeah.
Malibu. Man, you're a girl.
I'm a mad girl.
I'm the big J&J.
That's impossible to get drunk on.
Exactly.
Malibu.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. That's why I like it, because you can have drinks. You can have drinks, but unlike the harsh bastard vodka, which will lead you down the path and then leave you there to die.
Yeah.
The Malibu was there with you the whole time looking after
you. That's the point.
I've had wonderful nights on Malibu.
Yeah.
Wonderful nights.
Malibu. He's got stars in his eyes.
Yeah, stars. Thinking about it. Yeah. No, it tastes good. It's nice. You can mix it with different drinks.
Yeah.
Coke. Pineapple juice, the other one.
Pepsi. AC Cola.
We're pretty heavy on gin there for a long time.
We love gin.
Yeah, I love a good gin and juice.
Gin and
for
juice.
Sure.
Gin's, I don't think gin's, oh, no, it has.
Gin's an old man
gin's,
drink. Yeah.
Old it is. Bucket. But you tell that to people, you go, like, have gin, man. They're like, nah, gin's fucked.
Yeah.
And then you go,
Mum always
listen
said,
to this song.
It'll make you cry.
And then you put, yeah, exactly. It's tears in a bottle. Bullshit. You have it after listening to Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre sing about it, and you're like, hey, this is a cool drink all of a sudden.
Yes. Yep.
And you start mixing it with juice.
Don't know why.
It's sensational. It just makes it cooler.
But it is good. Mm. It's really good.
Yeah.
I've told a lot of people about that.
OD on the actual juice, and I get a little bit of heartburn happening.
Yeah.
Yeah,
juice
that
probably
happens.
Worse off for you.
Yeah. Probably.
Gin by itself.
It's not very good.
No, it's not.
Gin and tonic, who the fuck has that?
Who has anything with tonic?
Tonic's fucked.
Stop putting your cock in tonic. Have a go of that, love. It's like, it's still awful. It's just shit.
I don't understand what that was.
Sorry about it.
I'm trying. Who?
It's just
not drinking, beer anymore?
Drinking it through
beer. Nah, never.
I've had beers and they just haven't gone down well at all. Like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know. It's because I've always been a bit of a beer fan. Like,
yeah, you are
like
a bit of a beer experiment.
I've gone off shit beer. Like, you know, shit beer just to be drunk.
Yeah. You used to think Crownies were like the shit when you were younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then
it's
you had one.
Your dad
like thought that was
serious.
Are you fucking serious?
They are not a good beer.
It comes from the same vat.
Yeah.
Same
it's just
place.
The top, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the top.
Top of the vat. The bottom's like carton.
I don't think that's the way it works.
Yeah, that's it. It says that on the internet.
It's on the wiki.
Fucking master brewers over here. So they just like skim the top off?
Yeah. Yeah. That's how they make white milk. They take the top of
this guy. I've been told that. I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah, maybe it's one of those urban things, but fuck it. What do we know?
And what it does is it comes through the pipes and filters through a man's asshole.
I believe that. And he's wearing a crown.
There's plenty of really good, like, Australian beers, but
Little Creatures. That ain't one of them. If I'm
Little Creatures
it.
Is like my favourite.
Yeah,
but I can't drink a heap of that either.
No, I've never met.
Like, I'm not like, I'm going to get pissed on Little Creatures. It's like, if I'm having a beer, I'm having a beer with dinner. I'm going to have Little Creatures.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing.
Delicious beer.
Oh, can you guys drink a beer with food, with dinner? Or most alcohol?
I can have it in front of me, but I generally forget about it because I'm too busy eating dinner.
Yes.
No, I always do that. Always do that. And then I'm like, now my beer.
Wine's good.
It's warm. Wine.
I can't drink
like that.
Beer or alcohol with food. It just puts me off and makes me feel crook.
But you don't like beer anyway, really.
I'm not a huge beer man. No.
You like girly drinks.
I like
You're worse than me.
Like Malibu.
You get them premixed.
Maduri.
Yeah, premixed. You are a premixed man.
That's the one thing that's always stood out, like cruises or some shit.
No, we have a party or something in my house, and I look and I'm like, what the fuck is this bullshit in my fridge? And we're like,
glowing green bottles.
Yeah.
But that's the thing I see. I'm like, ooh, that's new.
Yeah. Ooh, you see?
And then it stays in your fridge.
Yeah,
pretty much, and no one drinks it.
And then one night I'm lonely and bored, and I drink it.
You cry.
Yeah, I cry.
Someone put gin in this?
And I love coffee. Yeah. And that's...
You are a coffee
madman.
I am a coffee madman.
Yeah. I like that, though. I like having someone who's a coffee madman to make coffees for me. Because I don't drink a lot of coffee either.
Don't you? You don't?
No, I love coffee, but I just can't drink it, a lot of it.
Yeah.
So going to Nathan's is like a treat. I'm like, ooh, I'm being naughty. I feel like I'm on Weight Watchers and sneaking a picnic bar or something.
Oh, I'm going to pay for this. How many calories is this one?
Count them.
Count them. Yeah. I'm going to look up in my book. Oh, I can't.
Oh,
oh the hell with it. No, I do like a coffee too. Also.
You know what my favourite all-time hot drink is?
There you go.
Gloria Jean's White Hot Chocolate.
I've had that once, and it's took
like
my head off.
It's like drinking a hug.
From a snowman.
From a like the warmest thing.
And
you
a
can
roofie.
Imagine. And a roofie.
Like drinking a hug.
It is. You drink it and you're like,
It's
like your nan giving you a hug. It's like that.
Yeah, it's like drinking an incredible amount of sugar. They are so sweet.
They're very sweet. And I put one extra sugar.
But their coffee.
How can you put your.
I'll have a regular coffee, please, with no sugar. Here you go, sir.
And it's kind of sweet.
Oh, shit, this is sweet.
Yeah.
Why is
really?
This sweet?
Yeah, Gloria Jean's is
always sweet.
Wow.
I had a conversation about
this. It's
not
my go to.
No. Oh, not for anything other than the white hot chocolate. I even buy the tins of the powder to take home.
Oh.
Do you know how many teaspoons you've got to put in a mug of milk?
19.
Five. Five. Heaped teaspoons.
That's how many they had at the shop. The lady's just like, I'm going to make this motherfucker a diabetic.
They're not my first choice either.
Not for coffee.
Nah.
Oh, no.
I had a conversation with this yesterday with some people.
With this?
That were going,
hey,
about
topic.
This.
Do you want a conversation?
Let's do it. They're discussing at work. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And you were just there, so going,
slowly backing away.
This guy is fucking losing his mind. Beck was going out to get coffees, and I'm like, oh, yeah, make sure you don't go to Gloria Jean's because I fucking hate it. And then all these others are going, really? Yeah, you know, I think they're the best. I'm like, nah. And it was. They're just too sweet.
I walk past the Gloria Jeans and get angry and yell about it. One of the other pleasures that Tash has to deal with me on a daily basis. Being in my life, I'm like, fucking, how is this any better than any of the fucking dozens of other coffee shops surrounding it? But motherfuckers flock in there like it's the most amazing thing ever. It's fucking not.
See, you thought he was demonstrating them, but he actually was going on a proper rant.
Because I can't start. I can't go halfway.
You got the thought about it made you angry.
Yeah. But there's so many good coffee places.
I know.
Yeah.
It's funny, I got one of the, I had one of the local places that I went to a lot say to me, it was like, where have you been lately? And I was like, I can't commit to just one coffee place. I've got to move around.
I've got a problem.
Like that.
You can't hold me down.
I can't, I love you. I still love you. But I can't stay with just you.
There's a lot of good local places. Like, I mean, no one's going to know what they are, but it's be the same in any town, really. Like, all the little ones always going to be better than the.
And there's some places that are just fucked, and you just sort of go, you go, well, I regret that.
It's like you went and bought a fucking coffee machine from fucking Big W, and like thought, oh, I'm going to be in a fucking shop.
I went into one recently, and the guy was like pulling it, and he was like, you could see the panic. I'm like, fuck,
this is going to be a good coffee.
Oh, cool, there goes my $4. And he's like, you could see he ran out of milk too. And he's just like, rather than even filling it up with water, he's just gone, shifty look, lid.
Oh,
yeah, I was like,
what?
Oh, thanks. $4, please. Thanks. Cool.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to give you like $2.50.
Yeah.
Like, sorry. I ran out of money.
I saw that cup. But then you give him the shifty eyes.
Yeah,
very good.
So the question being, can we talk about drinks for half an hour?
I think we have actually.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, what is going on? We definitely have.
Yeah. Good times.
I thought we were running out of time. I thought we were like
Mini
running
cast.
Out of things to say.
Nah.
I got more things to talk about.
We could drink those lava lamps. Nah.
Ugh.
Hey, if you've got any more suggestions for mini casts
or drinks.
Feel free to
send us your drink suggestions.
Yeah.
Oh, can I mention a drink I had? I think I did on the podcast.
Please.
Those Japanese soft drinks.
Now's the time to mention
it.
Yeah. When we were talking about drinks.
Yeah, yeah. When we went to that Japanese restaurant for Brett's gathering.
Yeah. Sake, that'll get you in trouble.
Ramen?
Ramune, they're called, these soft drinks. And they're like the glass bottle ones that you got to pop them and stuff. But these things, I've been on an epic search for these. I even went to the extent of nearly ordering them from the States because I couldn't get them here.
That's a mistake.
Yeah, going to Melbourne.
Is that a glass bottle?
Yep.
I wouldn't do that.
I won't do that, man.
Hope you like sucking cardboard to get your drink.
Ooh,
that was a bit of glass in that one.
No.
My lips.
Yeah, there's lots of places in Melbourne that sell it, but none that deliver. So
yeah.
I'm going to wait till I go up there.
You have to ask one of your chump friends to do it. I know one chump friend that'll be coming down that way, no doubt.
Ooh, yeah.
He's a chump.
He's a chump.
He loves to do things for people.
I'm going
to
do that.
Force him to do something
for
you.
What are you talking about?
All right. On the nose.
Awesome.
All right.
No. Like, I'm not going anywhere. What the fuck are you guys
talking
about?
Adam. Go to Melbourne.
I love you thought it was you.
Well, no. I was being excluded.
I
was being excluded.
They must be talking about
thing.
Me. Minicast, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with another
minicast.
Riveting.
Yeah. You got suggestions?
Next time, breakfast series.
Hit us up at Twitter. If you and thank you very much for everyone who suggested stuff last week.
Cool.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah, saves us having to think.
Yeah,
about and it's also
so good at it.
Yeah, it's good.
No, I like it because then people can hear what they want to hear.
Yeah.
Well, at least one guy gets to hear.
Yeah, one guy. Everyone else.
But that's the prize. That's the selection process. It's exciting.
Prize. They pick
the
me.
Prize.
I'm not saying it's a good prize.
Consolation.
Congratulations. You've got herpes.
Well,
yay.
At least it's not chlamydia.
Yeah.
Consolation.
Consolation. Hurrah.
Hey, I'm a dick.
I got a prize. This is drink related.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Before we go, I was in Melbourne recently and I was doing training for work.
Did you bring me back? Sorry.
Right? And I, no, I did not.
The one's going up.
It was work specific training, very dry work kind of training.
No pun intended.
As in like drink dry.
So they were giving out prizes. You had to like fill in this thing and they were giving out prizes. And as I was writing, I was like, oh yeah, I'm sure. And I really just wanted to steal a pen. And I just started to write down my name. And the lady's like, yeah, if you win, you get free training. Like, if more free training. I'm like, oh, you fucking shitting me. I'm like, great. Oh, Christ. Like, I'm so
you're already
win
halfway
this.
Through your name. You couldn't, like, make it something else.
This is a
Nathan Pynigan.
Pynigan.
Pynigan. But there wasn't enough people that I could blend into the crowd. Like, they would be able to. So, anyway, they announced it. And it was like, hey, congratulations. You win more training. And this guy's like, oh, yep. It's something that your work pays for anyway. So, like, why the fuck would you want to. Anyway, so then the second, the runners-up prize was like this dopey little tote bag with one of those keep cups in it.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
One of those plastic cups that you take to a cafe and they they fill.
Oh, right, you know, yeah, yeah.
Keep Cup, it's like an Australian company.
Yeah.
And I won that. I'm like, yes! And I guarantee everyone that won one of those cups was like, yes!
And, all the, and the one major winner's like, come on.
Give me a cup as well.
Can I have a cup to go to this
Could
training?
I at least have a pen? You have to win some glasses with eyes on them. So stay awake.
Oh.
Grand Theory, Minicast number 6. Thanks for listening.